Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was one retail chain that got the Taylor Swift book and got some big numbers. So it was Taylor Swift's Eras Tour book that was available exclusively and is available exclusively at Target. They launched it on Black Friday, big Eras tie-in event. They sold 814,000 copies, give or take, over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. That's a lot. That's a record. Mm-hmm. And so sales soared even as Taylor Swift skipped Amazon and other retailers to go exclusive. It's the book that was $39.99, included some typos and other errors, but I don't think the fans minded too much.
Now, remember, the reason why this is so special is because Taylor Swift didn't go to a publishing house to have this book produced. She did it all herself. So they had to put the money up front, but she makes all, I mean, you're going to have to use two arms to get all the profits.
She's hurting for money.
No, but the interesting thing, Weez, though, if you think about it, this is the same as she did with her music. She wanted to own all the rights to her music. Uh-huh. So with this book that she's put out, she owns all the profits of the book being distributed because she put the money up front. Oh, I'm so excited to open it up. Listen, this Eras Tour book.
Oh, Janet was definitely one of the sheeples that went out and bought it.
I'm 100% in. Please.
Taylor, here's my money.
That's exactly how it is.
Yeah, so that's how it went.
It's exactly it. Here's what they did.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Here's what they did that was really smart. So the book at Target came like shrink-wrapped in clear plastic so you could see the cover, but you couldn't open it up and flip through the pages and get your fix. So I was like, so when my mom showed me the book she got for Kristen, which I was so jelly, but you can't flip through the pages. And I so badly wanted to open it up and like start going through it. But I was like, no, I'll keep it perfect. But that's the genius side, the business side of how Taylor Swift does her business now, where nobody else controls what she is doing or owning what she is doing. She owns
DIY.
It all. Yeah. Yeah.
There are
She's a very wealthy.
Be careful not to mock the Taylor.
I feel like she is. No, I love.
Want the
I
high-waisted
love,
Taylor fans coming after you? The Swifties coming after Weez again. Fine. That's Weez.
You know what? I like her. I can't give her my money. I work too hard.
Oh,
why?
Because I'm not a sheep.
I can't wait to see.
I'm not a sheep.
But that's not what it is. I'm a fan.
I'm just saying. I mean, she just like I don't know. How much is enough?
That book could be made.
All right, so
she's
taking all the profits. Why doesn't she charge $25 for the book?
She charged $39, which actually was reasonable. Those books can go up around $80.
It's a big book. It's heavy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it after you go through it once?
I'm going to put it on my coffee table.
No, you go through it again and then decode it. And why is that picture blurry? These are going to be the questions, Weez. Because there are some errors. We'll say
society's going to heck.
There are grammatical errors. There are blurry photos and design flaws, according to those that have decoded it on the internets. And the problem is, I don't think that was by accident. I think if there's a misspell, there's got to be a reason. She doesn't just do accidents
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Nope.
Carelessly. It was put together mid-tour. Who knows? But it was a big deal that it sold that money. I think it was the last one that sold that much for nonfiction was like Barack's autobiography.
Well.
Which
maybe she'll join OnlyFans next.
Wait, Nick,
she's not on OnlyFans. Weez, just stop that.
You need to respect Taylor Swift more because she is a force of
nature. Oh, I respect her. She's a money-making machine. I mean, she knows how to take your money. I respect that.
Beyond her fiscal
skills. Tell me again how many books were sold.
814,000, roughly.
Multiply that times 39.
times, it was 30
bucks.
By $40?
$39.99, whatever. $40.
No, I'm going to do 40. So that's $32,560. And if you did that in your head, I'm impressed by you. So she raked just for that one day of it went on sale. So I'm sure it'll be way more.
I wonder, raked in. I'd say earned.
You'd need two hands to pull that money.
Like, what are you going to do with so much money? Like, she never needs to go leave her house again.
But why? She's just a great artist. So it's just, she can't help it. She's just good at marketing. This should be a masterclass.
See, I wish she was like Garth Brooks, where every ticket's like under $100. You know, you want to make, you know, I don't know.
I think she wants to be like Garth Brooks right now, to be honest.
I don't either.
You know, I mean, the two biggest money makers in this world right now are the NFL and Taylor Swift. And I think she may be beating the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. If she brings in Micah Hyde.
I wish so much that she would have been the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Why? She doesn't need to.
But if you think about it,
she already owns the world.
Maybe she's a special guest of the guy that is doing the halftime show because they did a song together.
But Taylor Swift doesn't need to be anyone's special guest.
No, I know. But what if, like, just dream a little dream. So Kendrick's doing a halftime show. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably bring on some. Normally, there's guests sometimes. What if he brings in Taylor like as, I don't want to say a goof, but imagine what if he goes, hey, I want to bring a friend on.
I mean, it would be sick, but I just feel like as Taylor Swift fans call her mother, I don't think mother would be respected.
I know. It's
to be a special guest.
I understand it seems a little unreasonable, but what if?
How does she not get any backlash for anything she does? Like, it's amazing. That's what gets me. She makes all
she
this
does,
money
but those people get silenced immediately.
But nobody says anything. Really, I've never heard anything. She takes your money. Here, $2,000 for a ticket. No problem.
She doesn't charge. That's the aftermarket that it's costing.
Not really. Some of those special packages, well into the $5,000 to $10,000.
Worth it.
Oh my God. you're gone, James.
Is that your response?
Is that your rebuttal, James?
You know, Nick isn't gone, thank goodness, because I'd have to quit.
Can I just have, because, I mean, it's a snowy morning and we're trying to pass time with you as you're in your car. Could I just have a Taylor Swift bed for a second?
Sure.
Thank you.
Let's just give
because
her
I have something
needs
to say. Oh, the thing about
statements
Taylor
are
Swift,
gonna be made.
These are statements that are going to be made. We have seen a lot of tours over the years. There is something very special about the Eras Tour in how it's not just the show itself. It's the waiting for your date to come up that you're going to go see Taylor Swift. It's going to the show, walking to the concert, running into all the other people, whether they have tickets or not in that city that are Taylor Swift fans, and the kindness and the love, and I'm not saying this joking, it had the best vibe, and it's the going to the concert itself is just a part of it, but it's like you're part of something bigger. And I am telling you, in the 50,000 plus people we were with, there wasn't one mean person, one rude person, it was just this glorious, wonderful experience and a glow of, you know, just a really good time for generations. I mean, from somebody as young as, like, I would say like a 6-year-old to a 16 to a 26, 36, 46 and on. But it was just what that tour did and the vibe it created. I don't know if any other artist can do that because it's not just the concert. It's everything around it. And Nick, I know you saw it in Toronto, just how it felt and the people.
My observation was the strength of we'll call it the Taylor Swift community, the cult, the whatever it is, was undeniably powerful.
Yeah.
And big, and bigger than just some songs, and bigger than whatever. There was this other thing, and I'm like, well, this is like kind of like a religion. I'll tell you,
well,
this is. This is next level, and I've been to a lot of concerts. This was next level. Passionate fans, right up there with some of the, I don't know how to put it. Like, if you were to go to a Metallica show, and I know it's a completely different genre, but those fans are there. Very specifically for a reason. They're not there to see a show. They're there to see Metallica. They're there to get embraced. Think about those passionate artists that have a connection, a one-on-one connection.
Exactly.
That would be something that is very difficult to match. And she, that was huge what she did. For just, for one show, it would have been impressive. But she did, right. What, six nights in Toronto, night after
night? Six nights, and Vancouver's coming up. First night is tonight.
And just add up the entire tour. Every final city stop was.
So here's what I need.
There was not a casual observer there. Everybody was there for a reason.
The one thing I need Taylor to sell, and we're going to have to tell Frank about this. So at the show, and you've probably been at a concert where you get one of those, it looks like an Apple Watch kind of a wristband thing, and it'll light up and you'll be part of the light show, right? I want one to wear all the time. And so when Taylor wants to say hi to her fans, like you buy this wristband and I just want it to light up. So like you feel connected to Taylor at all times. Like, forget
beyond
the Apple Watch. Beyond the show, I just want to wear, like, a Taylor Swift, like, the light band. It's just a little cube on top that changes colors. And it's got, like, a little pull strap. And I just want it to light up. Like, Taylor would just, like, when she's thinking of her fans, she just, like, hits a button. And then we all get a little, like, that's, like, her message to us.
TikTok,
like,
but sure.
Whatever color. No, I want to be wearing it.
She wants it more personal.
I want it more personal.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Well,
maybe she gives out a beeper pager.
No, I want it to be like a wristband because that makes me feel, I don't know, something
like
about
bat
like
signal.
You wear it. But yeah, like a bat signal. Like a bat That's signal. It, Wheeze. But like, and I'd be okay if it played a little clip of her song. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At whatever. Like, I would buy that. So that's my Taylor Swift.
Well, at this point, it looks like you'd buy anything with Taylor on it. Again, 814,000 copies
all these
of her book.
People. It's crazy.
I know.
All these people.
I can't help it, though.
It's like, I don't know what happened to you.
I got hypnotized. Those lights at the show hypnotized me. And there's no turn. I've got swiftatized. You're right. Swiftmatized.
Insano. I do want to take a moment to talk about the roads right now. Everything is under speed. We are getting a lot of issues on the roads right now. The 90 West, the crash on the 90 West, just beyond the 190 exit 53 in West Seneca, the left lane is closed. That came in about 10 minutes ago. So the 90 West, just beyond the 190 split in West Seneca, left lane closed. The 190 South, just beyond Porter Ave, spin out car, left lane is closed. And then the 33 inbound now crash. That's on the 33, just beyond Grider has the left lanes closed and things are slow. Those are the three big trouble spots right now, but I can tell you everything is kind of under speed right now. With the snow, there is going to be wind. Conditions are going to get worse as the day goes on, so please do take care today. News and Views this morning is brought to you by Independent Health.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.